sin? Well, I can answer that.
First of all, the first premise is wrong.
The first premise is wrong.
That all the Jews are loyal to each other. Because the Eastern European Jews outnumber all the rest by so many that they create the impression that they are the Jewish race, that they are the Jewish nation, that they are the Jewish people, and the Christians swallow it like a cream puff. But in 1844, the German rabbis called a conference of rabbis from all over the world for the purpose of abolishing the Kal Nidre from the Day of Atonement religious ceremony. And in Brunswick, Germany, where that was held in 1844, there was almost a terrific riot, a civil war, by the Eastern Europeans that, what the hell, we could give up Kal Nidre? That gives us our grip on our people. We give them a franchise so that they can tell the Christians, go to hell, just make anything you want, but they don't have to carry it out. That gives us our grip on our people. So they're not so united. And if you knew the feeling that exists, now I'll also show you from an official document by the man responsible, for the background, that here is a paper that we obtained from the archives of the Zionist organization in New York City, and in it is the manuscript by James A. Malcolm, who, on behalf of the British cabinet, negotiated the deal with the Zionists. And in here he says that all the Jews in England were against it. The Jews that had been there for years, the Sephardic, those that had Portuguese and Spanish and Dutch ancestors, who were monotheists and believed in that religious belief, while the Eastern European Jews were still running around in the heart of Asia. And then they came into Europe. But they had no more to do with them than can we talk about a Christian race or a Christian religion or are the Christians united? So the same disunity exists amongst the Jews. And I'll show you in this same document that when they went to France to try and get the French government to back that Zionist adventure, there was only one Jew in France who was for it, that was Rothschild. And they did it because they were interested in the oil and the Suez Canal.